Joining us on the ticket hotline is the owner and general manager
good morning, man.
Of the Dallas Cowboys.
Good morning.
It's Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Certainly a pleasure to be on this good morning.
Well, we wanted to check with you since we are the Cowboys flagship station. Thought we should check in and see how OTAs are going for the Cowboys.
OTAs are going well. I know a lot of people think it stands for organized some or another activity, organized team activity. I think it stands for ordering Tony around. That's kind of the way I see it.
That's what you've been doing.
Yeah, trying to get him under control. You know, I had to step in and put an end to Tony and Jessica, and now they've cranked up again, so that's pretty unfortunate.
Yeah, that is maybe a little distracting for him, don't you think?
Well, it is, and it isn't at the same time. And that Joe Simpson, that her father is a real meddler. I mean, that guy meddles in his daughter's private life more than I meddle with my coaching staff, and that's a lot. But we're going to keep Tony focused. It's been a pretty typical, it's been a pretty typical offseason so far. We're holding workouts. We're trying to get better, and Greg Ellis is bitching about it, so that means that we're on track.
Yeah, situation normal, I guess.
Situation normal. That's so, right, Craig.
I'm George.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Roy Williams wasn't at the workouts last week. What's the deal with him?
Well, Roy Williams' biggest problem is that he sucks at football.
Wow.
He can't cover and he can't tackle, and that hurts you in the safety. It really does.
You can't say that about one of your own players.
I can if I won't.
Well, I guess you can, yeah, but you probably shouldn't.
That's right. And, of course, the only player that I hate more than Roy Williams is Greg Ellis, of course, because of his bitching, you know. He would complain about ice water in hell, I guarantee you, because it didn't have enough lemon or something in it. Ungrateful son of a bitch.
So, is there anything you can do about these players that you're upset with? You're just going to have to ride them out?
Just have to ride them out. It's just like having a wife. You just ride it out, and hopefully she gets tired enough and goes away. But Wade is doing pretty good. We're pretty happy about him.
Oh, is he? What's he up to?
Well, he got a new bike, and he's taking it to practice every day.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, got a basket on the front, got a tall orange flag. It's one of those three-wheel bikes.
Okay.
And we're trying real hard to make Pac-Man bona fide.
Yeah, oh, no, what's the latest you can give us on Pac-Man?
Well, we're trying to get him cultured. We took him to the Meyerson, and he shot up the place, so that was unfortunate.
Oh, gosh.
We took him to church, and he made it rain when the women's choir sang.
Oh, no.
Took him to the Nasher, and he felt up the sculptures.
Oh, dear.
Horrible. Just horrible.
So he's not quite bona fide yet, I guess.
Not quite bona fide yet. No. Hey, listen, I got to go. Wade just found a kid, and he stopped paying attention to what's going on the field.
Oh, no.
All right, good morning. I got to go kill that kid.
Oh,
harsh reaction.
All right, there he is, Jerry Jones from Valley Ranch, and the Cowboys off-season workouts.